Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis. And it's Thursday, October 11th, 2012.
Episode 8.25, the Week 6 Preview Show.
Now, a lot of people are concerned about this week's games because they are they're rather closely contested, and Vegas lines are rather close. There's not a lot of games expected to be decided by more than a touchdown.
Who's
concerned? A lot of people?
Yes.
Oh, dude, I've read all over our own little message boards. People are like, picking games this week, very stressed out. I'll be lucky if I go 8-8. Other people are saying, and you know what? I feel their pain.
If you go 8-8, let me know, because you are brilliant, because there's not 16 games this week.
We have buys, in fact, happening this week. We have, I believe, four teams on buys this week.
Four teams are on a buy. The Chicago Bears, the Carolina Panthers, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, so limited fantasy impact, but there is some.
Drew Brees is the number one quarterback in fantasy
football. I said limited. And okay. Matt Forte, you know, he's a good guy to have and things like that.
Yeah.
But it is that kind of fantasy football
time. And if you got Cam Newton, decision is easy today. Bench him.
Yeah. Don't have to make that decision. So, Steven, my prophecy is true. I read it in Sports Illustrated. Dan Banks, I think it was, who wrote that basically Cam Newton has been figured out, and he called out Ron Rivera just like I did and said, you guys have got to fix this. You have to figure out a new way to implement his skills, because the way that Cam 1.0 came into the league, he's on the fast track to being Vince Young.
Ouch.
I know. He says, no denying that Cam is a vastly superior thrower than Vince Young ever was.
Yeah.
And an all-around better athlete. But he says, we may be looking a couple years down the line if he does not change, if the system does not change. That was kind of interesting to read.
Huh.
So we've got Juego Grande. We've got games of the week, musty games. And unfortunately, we do have nap games. And Thursday Night Football for us is kicking off in 5 hours.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I got...
you got to work Thursday Night Football. Just deal. It's fun. Okay, it's not fun. Okay. It's not fun, but there's worse ways to make a buck.
Sitting in the rave cave alone watching a football game and then periodically getting to talk about it.
Yeah.
It's not that fun. If I were at the stadium and then I get to talk about it periodically, that's fun.
That's
being
more fun.
In the rave cave, watching it on TV, and then
it's not that different than a press box. I mean, because if we were talking like this, we would need to be in an enclosed space. We'd be in one of the radio rooms.
No. Have you not...
in a radio room that...
No, have you been in a press box where people make their hourly calls or half-hour calls? It happens around us all the time.
Yeah,
people
those happens on blogs, but not as long as we're on the air. We're on the air for 45 minutes in one run, from our time, 6:15 to 7.
Yeah, that's the one spot. But for the mess time, we're just giving little
30-second... But we're also doing our regular American football hit.
It can happen.
I'm just saying,
as long as it's not
the stadium
at the beginning of the game when you're doing the
national anthem.
Oh my God, Mike had such a heart.
Look,
he threw you under the bus
because I'm a patriot, like every American, and refused to talk during the national anthem.
Yeah,
I can't help it if Britain has their own patriotic issues.
They had a gal over there who said the Star Spangled Banger, and with that, let's get to it.
Oh wow.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Just a reminder, Steven, that everything you say can and will be used against you at Hyde Corner on Speaker's Corner at Hyde Park. Okay. So, you know, you give me Star Spangled Banger, that may make it into some of the lyrics.
I didn't
that's kinda
say
funny.
That.
No, but it's kind of funny. I'm collecting clever lyrics to put to the tune of London Bridges.
Falling down, falling
no, and
down,
it's going to have
down.
Things about the Seven-Day War.
Banger is...
It's going to have references to the Seven-Day War and to the ungrateful colonists.
Wow.
It's going to get very
colonists.
Political.
Yes.
It's going to hit everywhere.
And
it's going to be deeply personal.
You're going to talk about Christopher Columbus coming in, taking other people's land and stuff?
Sure.
All right.
Anything that could offend will be said. And I couldn't be happier.
You sound very excited.
Couldn't be happier.
I may be sick.
Well, then you'll look really bad up there singing this pathetic sick man singing London Bridges at Hyde.
I have to do it. I don't get a sick day?
There's no sick day when it comes to NFL punishments. Just to reiterate, the party at Sport Cafe kicks off at 9:30. We are now hoping to have the Skybox all to ourselves.
We're back to the Skybox again.
Probably. We're still ironing out the details, but we will
they were angry at us.
We're not going there.
We're not. But
we're
How do we get the Skybox after angering people?
It's the people that we angered that are at issue. It's not the people that we are having a party with.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Right. It makes sense? All right. Yes. So, yeah, we're really excited about that. Make sure we get the tightest guest list we can have.
Yes.
So you can jump the queue, join the party.
What's the name? What's the number at?
I don't know. 60?
That's not enough. That's not even a party.
A lot come in at the last minute, like, is per usual.
That's like a get-together. I have one of those in my house almost every weekend.
Yeah? 60 people come over?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's called a riot.
It's called a riot. All right. We got 14 games this week. As we said, the Saints-Jags.
I'm counting, Steven. There's
Panthers,
three games expected to be decided by more than 5 points, according to Vegas. Three games.
Five or more?
5 points or more. That's not very many.
I only see two.
I see.
Oh, there's the third.
There's the third.
It's actually six or more. Six or more. Steelers tonight are favored by six.
I said five or more. There's only three where
three,
the differential will
more.
Be more than five. And there is four of those now that I see the Steelers and Titans at six.
I don't see one that's five.
There is none five. That's why I pulled out the number five.
So the
because
number
there's
is
a
six.
Lot of fours.
It's six or more. Oh, okay. Well. Fours, there's a whole bunch of fours.
Right. That's all to say there's a lot of close games.
Okay. Three, six or more.
Okay.
Six or more. Three.
Okay.
Steelers are favored by six. Niners by 6.5. I don't know about that. And that's our well, going to spend the mana.
It is.
And then the Falcons are favored by nine. Those are the only touchdown or
those
more.
Those are the only touchdown games that we have for you. All the rest of these
are four and a half
close
or
game
less.
Game. Close game games.
Close game games.
That is, that's how close they are.
They're close.
They're
game
close
games.
Game games.
All right, let's just real quickly throw out some news.
Drew Brees is running his mouth, Steven.
Drew, what did? Well, a lot of people right now are running their mouth at Commissioner Goodell.
Who has the profile of a Drew Brees? I mean, honestly, Aaron Rodgers would have to say something. Tom Brady. I want you to rank guys in the league that have a higher profile than Drew Brees.
Peyton Manning.
Not right now.
Dude.
If he holds a news conference, everybody's going to come, sure.
Peyton Manning has a higher profile.
But he's never going to say anything.
No, he's not.
That's what I mean. So Drew.
Someone who has a higher profile than Drew Brees who would actually say something about the
commission? Yes, who commands a position of leadership. Drew took a position of leadership in the labor dispute.
Yeah, but it's his team. It's his team.
I know, but he is speaking freely.
If it wasn't the New Orleans Saints, I doubt you hear a peep from Drew Brees.
I think he might. If he disagreed with the outcome,
it's New Orleans Saints. And
Drew Brees.
Part of the reason why you're not hearing it from other people is it's not their team.
Drew Brees, though, has spoken up so consistently in matters where he disagrees with Commissioner Goodell. It's really surprising. And not just things that affect his team.
Okay, I think it's mostly
I think it's the energy of his annoyance right now with his team that's fed him. And somebody asks him, what about this? He's like, oh, no, that's not right either.
Yeah, don't recall that.
Heard that, but he said, basically, here's his words on Mike and Mike in the morning. Brees said he has seen the letters sent to Vilma and Scott Fujita, who is now with the Browns. It's interesting because it seems right now that Fujita is being suspended for contributing to a program outside the so-called Greg Williams bounty program that gave money for forced fumbles. So now Fujita is being suspended for something completely different than what he was accused of originally. And Drew, I would say, once you go under the hood to review something, an instant replay, all plays become eligible for, and that's what the commissioners find. And so they are, look, they are being damned and accused and sentenced based on what was said,
not what was done. Here's what happened. You guys got punished. You didn't like that punishment because technically I didn't have the right to punish you for that. Okay, guess what? I have the right to punish you for this. Take it.
But you didn't say this then.
Because
you
I didn't need to. I was doing it for something else. Now you're telling me I can't punish
frankly,
you for that?
You're asking me to go to the letter of the law, so I go to the law.
Now
here's the letter of the law. Fine. Boom. I knew that I had you on intent, but if you're going to be petty about it, I'll find something that is absolutely bulletproof.
Well, then speak of that, because the suspensions are back. Jonathan Vilma, goodbye. He's gone for the rest of the year.
Bye-bye.
He gets to keep the few checks that he got for the weeks while he was on the pup.
And he should be very grateful. That's a couple $100,000. Yeah. Thank you.
He's gone for the rest of the year now. And Fujita's suspension got reduced a few games. And so the thing is, look, the Saints players dragged it on far too much. And too long. This should have been done a long time ago, but they kept it out in the public. Now they're telling me, oh, I'm not happy with this suspension. Look, you were going to get suspended. What, you thought that there was not going to be any suspensions?
So here's more of Drew Brees' comment. Scott Fujita released a scathing statement about Goodell on Wednesday in which he accused the commissioner of abusing power. In an interview on NFL Network, Brees said about those comments, I agree with everything that Scott Fujita said in his statement. I thought it was a strong statement, certainly, but very true.
Well,
those are harsh words.
Here's
now,
the deal.
If Drew's right, and it's as bad as Drew says then he will be fined by the commissioner, right? Because the commissioner's petty, and he's looking to fine people for what they say, not what they do, correct?
Drew Scott.
But I bet he's not.
People of New Orleans, hear this, okay? Drop it. The problem is, you guys now just signed a CBA, and you're on the hook for another 9 years.
Yeah, could be a long 9 years.
You can't do anything about it. If you wanted to change, if you really, really wanted to change and didn't care about the dollars, you would still be a lockout from the NFL until you took all those powers away from the commissioner. But you caved because you wanted the paycheck. So live with what you signed, okay? You didn't take those powers away from the commissioner, so he's got them, and now you want to yell, he's got too much power. You had a chance to do something about it, and you didn't.
Parallel reality. If, amidst the crisis of the good times of the housing bubble, you decided to take all the equity in your home and buy 4 properties in Arizona, and you were going to flip them.
Oceanfront properties in Arizona?
Properties in Arizona. This would have been somebody who thought they were being intelligent.
Yeah, no.
My house is worth $1 million right now. I have $600,000 in equity. I'm going to cash out as much of that as I can, get $500,000. I'm going to put $125,000 on 4 houses in Arizona, and I'm going to turn them and flip them. I'm going to flip them. Those 125 houses I'll sell for $250,000. I'll be able to get my money back. I'll pay off that second. Boom. Housing bubble over. Real estate prices tank. You now have 4 houses worth $75,000.
Well, you know, if you did
you're upside down on all those.
If you did that at the very beginning,
you would have been rich. And you see people around you getting rich.
I know some people who did it at the very beginning.
I do too. But do you know anybody who did it at the end?
Well,
I do too.
I am this house that I'm living in.
Yeah.
Is because
you're
of
not
that.
Upside down. No,
no,
you got on
no,
the other
I
side.
I got
of
on
it.
The
right.
other side. Because somebody did it.
Said,
they
hey.
Bought this house. I'm not even going to tell you what they bought this house for.
Yeah, I really would. It's probably what mine's worth.
And then they thought they were going to flip it for more. And then I'm going to give them credit. They did a whole heck of a lot of work.
Yeah.
I mean, this house wasn't great. It was a foreclosure. It got foreclosed on. I got a great foreclosure because I saw a lot of foreclosures that were awful. This foreclosure was in great condition because they put so much work in it. They thought they were going to flip it.
Then they ran out of money.
Then they couldn't. And I got a great deal.
This is Drew Brees. Drew Brees, you're like the guy in the housing bubble. It happened. The market tanked.
Yeah.
The regulators got it right eventually. And now you're screwed. Okay? There's no one doing the past.
Yes.
The decisions you made in the past, and Drew, you had nothing to do with this, probably.
He had a little bit to do with it. He was on the forefront with those players that were out there making the deals.
He was defending them. I don't know that he bought into the bounty system or even knew about it.
No, I'm talking about offensive and defensive players. I'm talking about the rights and the powers given to the commissioner.
Oh, as far as getting the labor deal done. He absolutely was. And part of that labor deal is you can't sue the league.
Yeah.
The commissioner has absolute power. The commissioner is judge, jury, and executioner. Sign here. And I signed.
Yeah.
You know what that means? I have to do it.
Yes.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh.
Well, you know what? Maybe it does, but you shouldn't have done it. But now you got to live with it, as Steven said.
Yes.
And if you're upside down, you may file bankruptcy, and that sucks. But they were your choices.
What I need Lem from Better Off Ted, where he just goes around this whole one episode where he just goes around going, deal with it.
Deal with it.
Basically, he's a really nice guy. Kind of like Drew Brees. He's a really nice guy.
He's a great guy.
But people start taking advantage, right?
Right.
So he becomes, can I say badass on air?
Maybe.
I just did.
Maybe.
So he becomes badass Lem, right?
Right.
And anytime he does something and people don't like it, he just goes, deal with it. For the whole rest of the episode, deal with it. That's what I want to do. You know what? As a matter of fact, I'm going to become Lem for the whole rest of the episode. If you say something or I say something that you don't like and you're going to cut me off, I'm going to go, deal
Steven.
With it.
Steven, but
deal with it. There you go. Let's get to it.
Any other news? Was that the only news you were going to do?
Well, no.
Did I lean on the only news you were going to do?
Well, Matt Cassel has been ruled out for the Kansas City Chiefs, which has opened the door for Brady Quinn to start.
And Chiefs fans everywhere celebrated. I'm kidding.
Ba-dum-bum. I got the scathing. By the way, over 10,000 reads for the first time for Good, Bad, and the Ugly for week 5.
And Bleacher Report's response to that was?
It was great.
We need more?
Yes, they want more.
You realize we put stuff up on our own webpage, and if it gets seen 700 times, we get excited.
It's a big
day,
right?
It's a really big thing. My power rankings have been seen like by 12 people. Okay?
I actually got a platinum medal, which is
nice. I did. They give them to their writers?
Yes, yes. For the based on the number of reads.
Can we
get.
Cash like 5 platinum medals into like a plane ticket to the Super Bowl?
Into money? I don't think so.
Platinum is valuable.
Yeah. They don't give me a real one. It's a,
oh, they're like my power ranking
banner.
Medals?
Yes. Yeah, basically.
They're about that valuable. HTML code, color 00F.
We do have good news for our friends in the UK.
It's great news. Guess who's coming to town?
Did I catch you off guard?
No, because I had already gotten the email. Steven, I'm the guy who made sure that we were on the distribution list.
I was so freaking early putting that up there. On Facebook and Twitter.
Okay,
how did you get it before me?
First thing I do after I have my little meditation time in the morning, I reach for my phone and I look at my emails. No, it's nothing like that. No,
you don't do that?
It's nothing like
that. That's not your meditation?
No.
All right.
I actually just lay there with my eyes closed and be grateful for what I've got.
Is that where Trisha gets it from? Trisha doesn't have to get up till 6:45.
Right.
But she sets an alarm for 6:15.
Right.
I love my wife. And then she lays there for 30 minutes.
But does she fall back asleep? Or does
No, she just lays there.
Have you ever asked her if maybe she's like, I don't want to use this word and offend atheists, but praying and meditating?
She's a slow waker-upper.
I am too. And it's a nice way if you can.
I mean, I don't know what she does at the time. Sometimes, I had to yell at her because sometimes she gets her iPhone and she starts going through her iPhone and stuff.
And as long as she's doing that quietly, that won't bother anybody.
Yeah, but the light is like right in my eyes. Yeah. Like, whoa!
First of all, friends, I sat Peter Gabriel, County Bowl, Tuesday night.
Shock the Monkey?
Yeah, he did an acoustic Shock the Monkey.
An
very
acoustic
one? It was so creepy.
How do you do acoustic Shock the Monkey?
Shock the Monkey. He's got a bass. Do 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 boom boom boom. It was creepy. It really was cool. He's done this song so long that he figured out the perfect way to pull him off. It was an amazing show. If anyone gets a chance to see the Peter Gabriel Us tour, but what I want to say, the point of all that was, lady in front of me with an iPhone. Shooting a lot of video during the concert. That people do that nowadays.
Yeah.
But had the brightness up full. You know what easy it is to turn out the brightness on an iPhone? Come on, people!
Yeah, turn the brightness.
That's all I'm saying.
All right, so the good news for our fans in the UK, and everybody knows now, probably, but in 2013,
Jeff,
the Jacksonville
first
Jaguars.
First place team in his powerful rankings, much to the pissed offness of a few fans from Houston and Baltimore who have superior records.
Houston and Atlanta.
Okay, who have superior records.
Yes, they do.
They do, but they're not the best team in the NFL, according to me.
Yeah, those teams don't lose to Minnesota.
Those teams don't. Hey,
that's
hey,
the team that
hey,
San Francisco.
Minnesota lost. Had their coming out party against the 49ers. Right. And you do that, you do a do-over, trust me, they crush the Vikings.
You can't overlook any team.
No, ever.
So anyways, San Francisco.
Yes.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yes.
2013.
Yes.
We will be there.
Sure the Niners are going to roll the Jaguars.
We'll be there for a seventh year?
Holy crud.
7 years in
London. Okay, by the way, so yes. My 25-year anniversary will be that year. Because my 25 is, yes. Or my 24 is this Sunday.
Right.
Didi informed me last night. She who never remembers our anniversary.
Yes.
I'm thinking Italy for 25. I'm like, excuse me? Okay. Number one, that's a lot of money. Number two, I've already been to Italy and I loved it. I know you haven't. Number three, and I've always promised to
she
take
didn't
you there.
Go to Italy?
No, she Italia. Was mostly in Northern Europe and in the Soviet Union.
Italia.
Yeah.
Campus on Rome in Rome. So.
Love to. Yeah. I love Italy, and she might be frustrated because I'm going to go places I've never been.
Yeah,
you know, I'm going to go down Sicily and stuff. Place I'm going to go south. I will make sure that she sees Florence and Rome and stuff, but yeah. I want to get south.
You got it, Roma. I mean, if you're going to Italy, you got it.
Florence is my. We Florence are, is my. You have to.
I can't even say this on air because Trisha will listen.
There you go. So we'll Trisha, stop listening to the show mostly, but keep listening. Math is out 1 to 2 weeks, which is going to suck out loud. May even impact a pick of mine. So there you go. And Alex Smith's been playing with a sprained finger.
Huh.
Did you know that? As he has his, you know, record-setting 600-yard day for the team. But, Steven, instead, let's get to the games. What?
I didn't know that's where you were going. But
I was trying to keep the show moving.
I wanted
moving.
To do the Indominus Sue, who's mad at a GM that we don't know who the GM is. Because the GM said some words about him, but didn't.
Maybe it's Motor Company.
But didn't go on the
He's
record.
In Detroit, GM Motor Company.
No, a general manager.
Oh, of a football team?
Of a football team.
Who shall rename main nameless because Indominican wants it that way.
But basically the GM said that he doesn't know what the media is hyping up Indominican Sue for. He's really not that good. He gets pushed around in the run game. And he has a bunch of garbage sacks. And
garbage sacks.
Interesting. So Indominican Sue says, you know what? I don't know who he is because he doesn't want to actually put his name out there. So, you know, I don't know if that's a true man.
Right.
Is that a true man?
Is that a true man?
Is that a true man?
Who doesn't put his name to things?
Did you see Modern Family?
Of course I did. Now, there was two new Modern Families last night.
Yeah, they're both.
I only saw the first one.
Oh!
Kara needed to go to bed because she had to work out. People don't like when we obsess about our personal lives, so let's make it short.
I'm just saying Modern Family's not our personal life.
No, that's a network television show that we would be honored to even have a cameo on.
I will do
anything.
Just
to walk in the background.
I actually sent a text to
Ed O'Neill used to play in the NFL.
Yeah, and I said Stone Street. I was like, dude, if I could be your gay cousin, I'll do anything.
Yeah.
I'll whatever.
Kiss on the lips?
Even if that's sure. If that's what you need. Right.
That's where Steven and I are. Oh. And if you can hear in the background,
if you can hear
thunder.
It, the rave cave is getting lots of thunder.
Apparently there's been some rain as I've been at doctor's appointments this
there
morning.
There has been.
Because I heard a guy say, is it going to keep raining? I'm like, rain?
Because you know, Jeffrey, that the thunder only happens when it's raining.
Thunder only happens when it's raining.
Sorry, folks.
Players only love you El pueblo grande,
estupendo de la semana.
The NFC Championship 2012 rematch.
Wow.
I love it.
Rematch.
Rematch.
Yeah, rematch of last year. The New York Giants traveled to San Francisco to face the 49ers. A game the Giants won 2017 in overtime thanks to the Mike Williams fumble when the Giants punted.
Fumbles.
Well, yeah, but that was the one in overtime that basically gave the Giants
the win. He had a couple of miscues. I bet you.
Yeah.
Harbaugh puts him out there on special teams. I bet you. Oh, no.
I got a dollar.
Oh, no. I got a lot of dollars, by the way. I had to pay for parking today.
Except I left my.
I had to pay for parking today. Well, you've loaned me dollars in the past.
Dollars. I got dollars.
Why do you have to pay to park at doctor's
no,
offices?
No, I don't think. You may be right.
Here's $5.
No, I don't want to.
I'm not putting them all, but I'll do the dollar thing.
No, I don't want to do the dollar on this one.
So you think I might be right?
Yeah, I suspect
he is
that you
so
are.
About team.
Yeah,
Jim Harbaugh is one of the truly old school coaches. And it's like, dude, you broke my heart. Okay, I'm not going to pull any punches.
You broke your heart?
You broke my heart.
I did?
But I believe in you.
Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm saying this to William.
Oh, Stephen, I'm sorry if I gave you the impression that you broke my heart.
What did I do?
You haven't broken my heart in months. I'm serious. So
wow.
So okay. Yeah, Jim Harbaugh would just say to him, "Yeah, yes, that happened. That was then. I know you. I believe in you." And Harbaugh, if you're on his roster, he will kill for you. And he will give you another one of those chances and an important opportunity to redeem yourself, because he knows in the end the team's better.
Speaking of kill, I'm watching Prometheus right now.
Speaking of tangents.
And I'm a little scared. Will you finish watching it with me? This is the prequel to the Alien series.
All right.
And they've just landed on the planet.
Does it end in Sigourney Weaver in a little tank top?
There is
and
no
looking
Sigourney
really hot.
Weaver in the movie.
Then I have no interest.
There's a Charlize Theron.
Theron?
Yeah, and she's the captain. And when she starts and she comes out of the
cocoon,
the sleep chamber where they, you know, they've been asleep in the ship.
Hibernation.
And she's in this, dude.
Really?
Better than Sigourney.
Well, she's a little more stacked than Sigourney.
Dude. Well, not that much more sad.
Yes, she is.
No.
Given that we've had the opportunity to see both naked in the history of film,
yes.
I can tell you their measurements precisely, but nobody wants us to go there, okay?
Yeah, don't go there.
Giants and 49ers, yes. You don't want to take this because you believe. Why weren't we at this game? Because we didn't know the rules back then.
Yes.
We didn't know that the league handled championship weekend.
Yes.
We just figured the Niners would take care of us.
We've been getting the Niners.
They've been loving on us and giving us everything we needed.
And then we're like, hey, we want to be at this game.
Dude,
and he's
we have no control over this.
We don't handle that.
It was like the game's on Saturday. Friday at noon, we turn our stadium over to the NFL.
Yes.
It becomes NFL property.
Yes.
We are guests in our own home.
Yeah.
Like, wow, we didn't know that. So if it wouldn't win, it happens again, that the 49ers make the championship game, we will be there.
We will be there.
We will be there. So Giants 3-2, 49ers
unless you make
4-1, 1:25 p.m. our time on Fox.
One of only two games where both teams have winning records, Jeffrey.
6.5-point favorites for the 49ers, and in case Steven did make it clear, you will hear thunder occasionally in the background as we have thunderstorms passing over the Rain Cave.
Jeffrey, only one team after this game will have a winning record.
One of these two teams.
Yes.
Yes. The Giants or the 49ers. It's a simple choice.
Well, no, because, no, I made it. I'm giving you my pick by saying that only one team will have a winning record.
Because if the Giants win, they'll have a tie. They'll be 3-3.
Yes.
If they win, they'll be 4-2. If they lose, they'll be 3-3. If the 49ers, so you're taking the Giants?
Okay. Let me repeat myself.
I don't listen
after
that
this,
closely.
Yes. After this game, only one of these two teams will have a winning record. Only one of these two teams will have a
winning
record.
But if the Giants win, they'll have a winning record.
I'm
and
not
if the 49ers
the
win, they'll have a winning record.
If the 49ers win, the Giants will not have a winning record.
I'm saying, but if either of these teams still have a winning record, so you're not being that clear.
I'm being very clear.
At the end of this, only one team.
Only one team.
Okay. That's way too
mysterious
for me.
There's only one situation.
That's way too.
Wow.
It's like a puzzle with seven pieces.
I got the 49ers. There's only one situation in which only one of those teams can have a winning team, and that's the Niners winning.
Okay. Steven at RARA.net. The message is clear as mud. Now, I get it. I totally get it. Now, unfortunately, it's up there with Trisha's special upset special, though. Yes. It took me far too long.
Way too long.
I have the 49ers
long.
As
Way
well.
Too long.
Because
this is one of those, Joey, get there faster!
And you know what? I always identify with that. But
maybe that's what I just need to say there. Get there faster,
so
Jeffrey.
I never saw... More tangents. I didn't see anything from Chandler and Monica's wedding on. I don't think I saw
really?
Any of those episodes.
Wow.
So I'm just getting into them on late night. I record them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I watch them later.
Good stuff.
Interesting. Yeah. So I've got the 49ers well for one simple, well, multiple simple reasons. The biggest reason of all is, look, they got embarrassed at home in the NFC Championship to go to the Super Bowl last year in this exact situation.
Yep.
You don't let that happen.
Not again.
No!
Plus,
this is the game you circled on your calendar the day the schedule came out.
Between the two teams, right now, just the 49ers are playing better football.
Hot. Then you get to the matchups.
They're playing better.
Who's football. A better team? Well, that would actually go to the 49ers as well. So who's the home team? That'd be the 49ers. Oh, wow. Is this in primetime? No, but it should be.
Yeah.
It should be in primetime, but it's not.
It is America's Game of the Week on Fox.
Well, goody bully for Fox.
So basically,
but here's my point.
What that means is that is the game that is televised nationally if you're not in
a local market that has a team that hasn't been blocked out.
Exactly.
All those caveats being said. But, Steven, here's the thing.
Is there a thing?
Who has more primetime NFL experience with the big games? The Giants.
Yes. Recent history.
But the 49ers, very little primetime exposure.
Recently.
Right. So I'm saying, if this game were in primetime, Eli gets a little bit of a nod. A little bit. Again, in the big picture, I still take the Niners. Yeah. But this is a normal time game anyways.
Yeah, there's really
no... So it's like there is no reason to take the Giants except for you're a homer.
There's really no way I see the Giants winning this game.
Could the Giants win this game? Absolutely.
Maybe.
Absolutely.
Maybe.
Because the Giants are a very good team.
Maybe.
But the 49ers, from my point of view, are the best team in the NFL right now.
Well, yeah. I don't know
obviously,
about that.
You don't know, but that's my take. Do they cover the 6.5?
That I'm not sure.
Me either. All I know
but
is,
I think it's going to.
I know is when the clock goes to zeros in the fourth quarter, and it won't go to overtime. I do know that. The 49ers will be the winners. That's all I know. By how much? Have no idea.
That's all you need
Could
to
come
know.
Down to a field
all
goal.
All you need to know.
All we need to know.
Games of the week.
We stay on the West Coast. We go to the Northwest. Steven is popping his dollar bill again.
I
will pop mine even upside down.
Pop it. Patriots Seahawks. I think I may have a dollar bet for you.
Oh, no. Who Every you time got? Steven bets on the Seahawks, he loses.
Yeah, never mind.
Didn't mean to remind you that fact, but you do get to pick the challenge game.
I do. I'm very excited because I feel... And mind you, I didn't get to see your picks this week.
No.
But I do feel...
I hid them.
We are going to have a plethora of differences.
Wow!
To pick from. Yes! A plethora of differences. That we'll get to
this from. Is one of the few games where I'm taking the road team. I'm taking the Patriots to beat the Sea Sloths.
Then we're going
to
have more than a plethora of games if this is the only road team.
I said one of the few.
Oh, one of the few. Well, how many is few?
Four. This is one of four.
That's few.
I know it is.
I got nine road teams.
Holy what the?
What?
Nine.
Wow.
Yeah.
That means you have five home teams winning.
Two, three, four, five, six. Oh, so I have eight. I have eight road teams.
That's still a lot. That's more than half.
Yes.
And it's not the Giants and 49ers, which means we continue from here.
Yeah.
So we differ on Seahawks, Patriots. Tell me what.
No, I got Patriots. I got Patriots.
I got the Patriots.
They're my road team. Yeah.
You said, then we're going to differ on a lot more. Because we agree on one, differ on a lot more?
Yes. Because you said one of the few road teams.
Yeah.
And I've got a lot of road teams.
Okay. Fair enough. I've got the Patriots.
Get there faster.
Or. Take a straight line, I would say. Could you take me down a straight road instead of the curvy road? That's all I'm going to ask.
Ooh,
I'm getting ready to mark this thing up.
So fun.
It's getting ready to mark it up.
We both have the Patriots.
Why? I mean, really.
Why?
Seattle, the noise, the 12th man.
Yeah.
The pitch will be a little torn up because college football is going to be playing there.
But it's not. It's not.
Is it synthetic?
Yeah, it's turf. It's
is it?
Grass, yeah.
Huh. Didn't
Even
know
though
that.
It's outdoors, it's
didn't know
it's
that turf. They don't get enough sun.
Field, probably why.
There's
Can
enough.
Can you imagine real grass out there with all the rain they get?
Yeah, you just
every
have to
day?
Have a massive, high tech Dodger Stadium-esque drainage system, where you have it's literally several layers, and the bottom layer is like a mesh steel, and everything's built on top of that, so it just drains fast. And it goes under, and it just gets swept away. And it doesn't, if you build it right, there's no pooling because it's perfectly flat.
And if you build it, they will come.
If you build it, he will come.
No, I just, look, the Seattle Seahawks, I still.
They're great.
I looked at the
I love watching game. Russell Wilson.
I do not love watching Russell
Wilson. I think it's hilarious. I just, to me, it feels like backyard football. And I made my my favorite football memories backyard football.
In back to back week, the Patriots have scored a whole heck of a lot of points.
They sure have.
And the Seattle
they
Seahawks,
seem to have solved some things.
Seattle Seahawks don't score a whole heck of a lot of points. That's all you need to know. Do you need to go to?
They have a good defense.
Yeah, but you're going to have to score more than 14 points.
Yeah.
And the Seahawks aren't doing that.
Well, they also tend to not turn the ball over. That's going to be one of the critical factors. Okay. If they were a team that turned the ball over, then the defense could score. The defense is good enough to score if the other team gives you the ball. But in this case, they're not going to give you the ball. Yeah. And if it rains up there, it's not like the Patriots are afraid of rain. Okay? So that's, you know what? You're not going to have any weather advantage. You're going to have the crowd is what you're going to have to deal with New England.
I'm going to go out on a limb, and I want you to just think about it for later.
Right.
But this is my dumbest wager line of the week.
Three and a half points.
The Patriots only have to win by four. I think it's double digits.
Okay.
I think it's a double-digit win.
Noted. And I think you might be right. Next game has the Packers at the Houston Texans. Packers 2-3. Texans 5-0. Packers 2-3?
This is why it's a game of the week, baby. If the Packers lose and go to 2-4, the world will collapse. It will just fall apart.
Black hole.
You know what? And it will suck stuff in.
That giant sucking sound.
That is why I'm taking Green Bay to hand Houston their first loss of the season.
What?
And this is my Houston Texans team that I have chosen.
For the Super Bowl.
For the Super Bowl. But here comes their first loss.
Wow.
Aaron Rodgers is going to come in. He's going to say, I'll be dang if we lose another
and
one.
He's going
to
say dang.
And he will do everything in his power to get the win. I like Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers in this one.
I can't encourage you guys enough to live on SI.com.
SI.com.
I read another article on Philip Rivers.
Yes.
He doesn't curse a whole lot.
No,
he may during games, but generally it's dang and stuff like that. It's just they go to a great deal of work to explain the enigma that is Philip Rivers.
Yes.
Why it is so many people hate him, but why it is that those of us who know him, you and I, like him.
Yes.
But they're like, they explain the enigma, which is fascinating because Jordan still hates him.
Really?
I'm like, it's not good enough that his dad says, dude, he's a really good guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a really good guy. He's kind.
Yeah.
But he can be a punk on the field. I'll give you that.
Yes.
But what do you measure a man by? So, anyways.
Jordan could be a punk on the field.
Jordan is a punk on the field. He throws at people, but never at their heads.
Still, you throw
there's guys walking around with Spalding tattoos on their
on
back,
their back.
from my son hitting them.
Yeah. Anyway, so who do you got?
I got the Texans. They keep on rolling. They're at home, and they're playing a Packers team that is a little bit confused right now having an identity disorder.
I was a little disappointed with their performance on Monday Night Football.
Oh, so that's what knocked them out of the one spot.
But they did not lose.
They did not lose.
But they did not lose.
They did not lose.
And they were
on the road.
It's going to take a much better performance to beat the Packers.
Yes.
And I think of the Packers. Look, here's a situation where their backs are against the wall. They know if they fall to 2-4. It's not means that they're out of it.
No.
But it's ho bad.
They could find themselves tied with the Lions for last place.
Yeah. So
in a division that is pretty dang good.
They're going to play ball.
They are going to come play ball. And, Steven, that's why this is a game of the week.
And this might be a challenge game.
Oh, no, Ted. No, Ted. I could go to the grave with this. This is 520 NBC. This is Football Night in America on NBC.
Sunday Night Football. Although I generally hate making Sunday Night Football the challenge game, because then you got to go through everything, and you see all the other games that you differed on, and you already know.
I could have made that the challenge.
Yeah.
Son of a... I could have.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then
I don't ever
like,
think that way.
Yeah.
I don't ever think that way, Steven. Don't live in the past.
Really?
Live in the eternal present.
I am in the present.
I mean, eternal.
And in the present,
there
it says...
There is no what's next.
The present is like... Holy bejesus, I made this the challenge game when I could have made X, Y, Z the challenge game.
No, there is no pass because X, Y, and Z infers a pass.
My job is to talk about what just happened in the past.
Steven, just get there faster.
All right.
Okay?
I got the Packers.
What are you supposed to say to me every time I annoy you? There's something you were going to say.
Deal with it!
Deal with it. Thank you.
You
got the Packers. Now, who's got the better offense?
Right now?
Yeah.
I think Green Bay, actually.
I do, too.
Yeah, I think Green Bay's got the better
I'm with you on that. Who's got the better defense?
The Texans.
The Texans.
By a mile.
Who's playing at home?
The Texans.
All right. And who's playing better right now?
The Texans.
There you go. There you go. Hence my pick. Now, another game that we are certain to disagree on that Steven would not be dumb enough to make the challenge game. The Cowboys are 2-2 at the Baltimore Ravens 4-1. I'm already putting you down for the Cowboys. And I am certain that you will not make this a challenge game. However,
it may be the challenge game.
Everybody knows why I'm taking the Ravens, because they're a really good team.
Okay,
and they're at home.
All right.
Now, Steven, make
your
case.
Come with more than that.
I'll give you more reasons
why you and everybody else in the world
is wrong.
Is taking the Baltimore Ravens.
Why we're
I'll
dead
tell
wrong.
You why. No NFC team has won in Baltimore in the last 4 years. The Baltimore Ravens have won 14 straight games at home.
I'm going to play this back for you on the review show.
Okay. Yeah.
And please. You're going to go, what the hell did I do then? Why did I do that?
The Baltimore Ravens are playing, well, you can't really say better football. Did you see the Kansas City Chiefs game?
I did.
They scored 9 points.
I know.
Okay.
Three field goals.
Yeah. You're going to need more than 9 points to beat the Cowboys.
You might need 5 field goals.
Okay. And that's it. There's a lot of streaks riding for the Baltimore Ravens in this game.
Baltimore don't lose at
home. And nobody in their dog is giving the Dallas Cowboys a chance to win this football game.
That's correct.
Now,
why is it that nobody ever gives anybody a chance?
Recent history.
Why is it that nobody ever gives anybody a chance?
Because they perceive, based on the very last game that team played, that team is bad. Yeah, they're perceiving it on that Chicago Bears game, Jeffrey.
I'm not. If I perceive bad things for people, the Bears would not be a top 10 team.
Let me give you recent history.
But they're a damn good team.
Let me give you recent history.
Yeah.
Opening night, Monday night football. Wednesday night football to open the season against the New York Giants. Nobody gave the Cowboys a shot.
Nope.
They went in there. They dominated that football.
So Cowboys can only win if they don't have a shot.
Last year against the Houston Texans, Cowboys had just come off a bad loss, and nobody gave them a shot. They went into Houston, dominated the Houston Texans. Couple years ago, undefeated New Orleans Saints. They were looking beautiful.
They were.
Cowboys going to play the New Orleans Saints. Nobody gave them a shot. Cowboys went in there, dominated that football game. Jeffrey, for some reason, when nobody gives the Dallas Cowboys a shot and aren't expecting anything from the Dallas Cowboys, they go out and they surprise the bejesus out of everyone and play good football. And this is not a homer pick. I am picking the streak of 4 years of not having an NFC go in there and win in your house, and 14 straight to end. Those are my numbers, and they're ending. Those streaks come to an end. I've picked some pretty good streaks to come to an end in the NFL in the last several years, and not all of them have been around Cowboy games. This is one, and I got Dallas, and I feel pretty comfortable about it.
Well articulated.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so moving on. Denver Broncos at San Diego Chargers.
Who you got?
Chargers.
Yeah, so do I. I thought you were going to have the Broncos in this one.
Look, I did. It's Monday Night Football, and Phillip Rivers plays really well on Monday Night Football.
He does. He is a stud. He's a little weasel.
Sometimes he loses, but he still throws for 300 yards.
Yeah, 300 yards, four touchdown passes.
And look, this Denver Broncos team, I do go to the last performance where I saw Peyton Manning. He can't throw it and catch it, okay, and play defense. He's only one guy, and they're getting there. And this is on the road, and it's on Monday Night Football.
Although he did have a rush that looked pretty good.
He did.
I'm like, wait a minute. What?
Don't you ever want to yell
at
like,
run out of bounds!
Go! Yeah. Don't hurt yourself, please.
Yeah. So, there's something not quite there.
Not quite right.
With the Broncos right now. I think that they can turn it around.
Sure.
I think it's on offense.
Here's my challenge for everybody. The Chargers 3-2, the Broncos 2-3. Monday Night Football, ESPN. I'll be doing it for TalkSport, so you'll be watching BBC over there and some really bad graphics. I'm working on that, okay? I'm working some people to try and rectify that situation and make it so it's better television.
Yeah.
That being said, that stage, this team, I encourage people to go look at the San Diego Chargers in isolation and look at what they've done this year relative to past years. What has been the biggest need that the San Diego Chargers have had in years prior?
They needed to get off to a fast start.
Now, look at this team in isolation and say, how have they done relative to years past in starting this season? They've started pretty well. They've won some difficult games.
Yep.
They've had very difficult opponents every week. This is not going to be a big game for them relative to all the other games they play. It's a big game because it's a divisional rival, but they've played difficult teams already. Now they get to go on the big stage. There is an easy perception that this San Diego Chargers team is underachieving, and I would say au contraire, they're overachieving. If they're overachieving right now, yeah, and they're playing really well, and people, they're just flying under the radar.
And I stink. I think
you do stink. I meant to say something.
I should have taken a shot. But I think that their offense, they're just now starting to get a feel for what it is they have on
offense. They're cohesing.
Yes. Is that a new word?
I love making up
words. Deal with it. All right. We both have the Chargers. The final game of the week is the Indianapolis Colts at the New York Jets.
J-E-T-S, Jets. Somehow, some way, this week, they win.
The Jets.
I just spelled it. Wow. I can't spell it out for you any plainer.
See, this is the one that I'm on the fence. This is why I thought I had 9, because I had the Colts. But I moved to the Jets. But now that you have the Jets, I may go back to the Colts.
Please do.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I talked myself out. Before we even got together.
Okay, so why did you talk yourself out? Because I've been back and forth on this game as well.
Well, I originally
Jets
had the
are
Colts.
Favored by 3 in the new Meadowlands.
I think on the road there's going to be a slight letdown from everything that went on for the Indianapolis Colts last week, and they won't be as sharp.
Banking on the letdown from the Chuck Pagano, Chuck Strong, hugely emotional win.
Yeah.
Emotional wins take stuff out of you.
They do drain.
And you're not that good a team, and you are a young team with an inexperienced head coach. Okay? Now you travel to a hostile environment where the fans are not even excited about their own team, but they're still hostile.
All right, you ready for this?
This, I guarantee.
I got a buck. We see Tim Tebow.
Oh, yeah.
For more than what we have seen him recently.
Oh, I guarantee it. Okay. Well, I guarantee it. He may actually.
Then we agree.
You know, Pat Kerwin took a call yesterday that really got me thinking about this game.
Jeff is thinking, people. That's not a good thing.
I've got a master's
Deal with
degree.
It!
I've got a master's degree. Somewhere my thinking did me well. Okay? I passed really multi-day oral examinations.
I could have had a master's degree, but I decided I didn't want one.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. But, I mean, I passed a licensing exam that took multiple days. You have to kind of be sharp there.
All right.
And it was oral and written, so I think I'm okay. Anyways.
Someone read it for you. Someone go out and do the oral for you.
Yeah, no, not so much.
They put a Jeff mask on.
But I did charm the people doing the test.
Ah, see.
See, so many people go in, they're nervous, and it takes a lot to make me nervous. Right. I went, how you guys doing today? You having a nice day? They keeping you hydrated and everything? All right, let's get to work. And, like, so charmed.
Let's get to work. We both have the Jets.
Steven, but here's the thing.
Yes.
If
Pat Kerwin
needs to get this information to Rex Ryan and to Tony Sparano, the offensive coordinator, how about start the game with Tim Tebow? Let him go and play as if the game was on the line, which is where Tim Tebow plays best. The game's on the line. Run the no huddle. Go crazy. Go absolutely crazy till it stops working. Then put in Sanchez and the normal offense. What the Jets have been doing is the reverse of that. Let Sanchez play till the game's nearly out of hand. Then they put Tebow in select plays, and it's chaos.
Right.
Tebow hasn't been able to get in a rhythm, and Sanchez knows he's coming back in, but he doesn't know when. Then when he comes back in, he's not in a rhythm anymore.
Yeah, the only problem with that is you can't really duplicate an end-of-game situation where you need a game-winning drive.
You tell your quarterback, you're not going to be in there. You're going to be in there as long as you're being successful. The leash could not be shorter. Go. And for Tim Tebow, that is enough of the mentality that I better play like it's the fourth quarter.
Right.
And time's running out because they will pull me.
Yeah, but
that's the best way to utilize Tim Tebow is what this guy said.
No,
I liked it. I hate what they're doing.
I'm on board with what
they're doing.
You talked about
working.
Earlier is you have them both on the field.
Oh, and yeah, every play.
Instead of Tebow taking the snap.
Yes.
On those wild
hand him in the backfield.
Hand him the freaking ball.
Yes.
I would go as far as say that right now he is a better running back.
Oh, than Sean Green.
Than Sean
Absolutely.
Green.
Absolutely.
I hate I'm to say it about it. Sean Green.
Well, first of all, he's way bigger.
Are going to get
way harder to bring
more
down
yardage.
Yes,
from Tim Tebow as a running back than you're getting from Sean Green.
Okay,
because what you're getting from Sean Green is not enough. Oh, there's a dollar.
I will bet you a dollar that Tim Tebow plays so much this week. He is like a stallion that has not been let out of the gate. Okay, he's not being allowed to run, but he actually hurts himself. He gets injured this week. Ooh. I don't like betting on people to get hurt, but I am.
Yeah, that, I think we're aren't we doing the Kansas City Chiefs fans thing right here?
I'm not rooting for. There's rooting and wagering are different things, but you're going to take the bet.
I'm going to take the bet because dude's not going to. Dude's not going.
The dude
down.
Is a tree, dude but trees are felled down. Sometimes.
You need a big old lumberjack with a whole bunch of axes. Okay.
Sleeps all night and he works all day. He wears high heels,
deal
suspenders,
with it!
And a bra.
Okay, let's go to our must-see game.
Tebow gets hurt, $1. It's in the notes. Rams at Dolphins. Yeah, Rams
people,
3-2.
People, hold on. You all can't see that, but he actually typed it in his notepad. And
Tebow gets hurt, $1.
If he actually looks at that note paper.
I do.
Ever.
I do. Then oh, when we do the next show, that's how I know what you picked, what I picked.
Oh, I see. Okay.
This stays with me.
Oh, but here, it doesn't like go with you because you sometimes cause like, who did I pick in this game?
No, what I don't do frequently enough is email it to myself.
Yes.
All right, someone needs to give me the ability to hit this computer from remotely, because I know there is a way.
You can do it.
I know, but I don't know how.
No, you can't.
So, anyways, the must-see game starts off at 10 a.m. on Fox with the Rams 3-2 at the Miami Dolphins 2-3. If Steven has a lot of road teams, this would be a good place to have a road team, but I got the Dolphins.
Well, I really thought you were going to have the Rams. I thought they were one of your
Steven,
road teams.
Steven, I love the Rams.
I just
came from my orthopedist where I looked at Danny Amendola's injury on a skeleton and on some charts, and we talked about it, the doc and I.
Yes.
Whew, broken clavicle. Ain't no small thing.
No, it isn't.
And he had not heard of a clavicle.
Trust me, I know.
Going towards the aorta. My doctor had not heard of that.
Really?
And you should have seen the look on his face like, holy crap, I hadn't really thought of that.
Yeah. I broke a kid's clavicle in elementary school. It was not fun.
Playing football?
Or yeah, just playing football.
Yeah, let's call
during,
it football.
During lunchtime.
Yeah.
Tackle
pickup
football.
Games. Yeah. We did that.
No uniform.
We did that crap.
And I tackled someone a little too hard.
Look, kids get hurt.
I know.
My daughter broke
but
her clavicle falling out of
me.
Bed.
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
She was jumping around in the bed and she fell off and she broke her
no
clavicle.
No monkeys jumping on the bed.
That's right.
Did you tell her that story?
I'm not going to tell my daughter
they fall off and they break their head.
They break their head. She didn't. She broke her shoulder.
Okay,
her cabeza was fine.
You're lucky because monkeys usually break their heads.
My daughter's not a monkey. She's a beautiful girl.
She acts like
so,
a monkey. Sometimes.
She does, climbing doorways.
So we
Rams
both have
Dolphins.
The Dolphins. I really thought this we were going to differ on this one.
Well, Steven, look, the Rams are terrific. The Ryan Tannehill is in for a nightmare. He will be seeing Jake Long in his dreams.
This
okay?
is not the Arizona Cardinals offensive line. They're a little better.
They are. And that's one of the reasons. Look, there's a reason I'm taking Miami.
Yeah.
And I think they're starting to figure things out.
Well, the Dolphins
I think
are no slouches. I think
they're loving the disrespect card.
We were hoodwinked by how bad they looked on
Hard Knocks.
On Hard Knocks.
Oh, by Joe Philbin's aw shucks mannerisms. Oh, Lord. Hey, this guy's a leader.
But you know what? They've turned it around a little bit. Look, bottom line, Jeff, their record may say they're 2-3. But they were in every single game.
Sure.
Except the first one against the Houston Texans. And that was Tannehill's first game where he basically turned the ball over 3 times in 5 minutes.
Okay.
So that's the only game. They've been in. They lost to the Jets in overtime. They lost to the Cardinals in overtime, baby. So the Miami Dolphins are no slouch.
I look at my power rankings whenever I have a decision to make.
They went way up.
Well, but no, I look at my most recent power rankings.
But they went way up.
And there were 5 teams that separate the Dolphins from the Rams. The Rams are on top of the Dolphins.
Yes.
But there's only 5 teams separating them.
Yes.
And at that point,
so
I look at the home team and I'm like, I give my nod to the home team. And those Dolphins fans, they love their team. And Rams fans don't travel, okay?
How many teams have to be in between a team before you say, oh, this team's
well, one of the things, if you are a metal team
yeah.
and you're playing just a neutral color team, that's a significant difference.
Okay.
Okay.
So
the difference between
team,
the Arizona Cardinals and the Pittsburgh Steelers is immense. And they're only separated by no teams.
If you're playing a metal team, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right.
And a Moss team, Tennessee Titans.
That's, you know, it doesn't matter where it is.
We need to move that to nap game.
Absolute nappage.
But it's a must-see game because it's Thursday Night Football.
And we're going to be watching it, and Steven's going to be doing it for radio. And he's going to complain about it.
Yeah, I'm not going to complain, but you've said, like, for several Thursdays.
Like I might come over?
You're going to come to the Red Cave and hang out with me and stuff.
Who feeds you when you're on radio?
Who I feed myself.
You start at 5:30.
At 5, usually.
Well, I usually make my first hit at 5:30. Yeah, you're in the cave at 5, making sure the ISDN box is on.
Everything
on. So I'm wondering, who drives all the way out here to bring you food? Because the problem I have, Steven.
I bring myself food.
Oh, see.
Like, I have to, like, at 5, like, I walk out of the house at 5 till 5, because it's only a 5-minute drive.
And I've got my daughter's soccer practice gets over at 5. I got to pick her up from school.
Make her walk. She's big enough. Jeez.
It's 4.7 miles.
You said she doesn't. She loves exercise.
She does, and she would run, actually, but she has a large backpack with textbooks.
Yes, that thing was huge. Two of them. She had two of them.
She carries two backpacks.
Yes.
She's a sophomore in high school.
I picked her up the other day. I know, and she made me wait, and people behind me were honking.
You were in the middle and making... You picked up
in
the middle?
Look, I don't know the rules.
God.
I don't know the rules.
Oh, my God.
Warning, warning, warning.
I don't know the rules.
Do you have children in school?
Yes, we don't have a drive-thru.
Is there any school you have ever attended that doesn't have a pickup and drop-off protocol? Is there any school that your children have ever attended that does not have a pickup drop-off protocol?
Yeah.
I mean, okay. No, so you went into a school and you didn't know the pickup drop-off protocol, but you had to know that there would be one.
I just knew.
And you violated. We're 6 weeks into the school year where we've gotten all these stupid freshman parents to learn the pickup drop-off protocol. Yeah. 6 weeks has taken us to break those sons of.
When I
and
left,
now a new guy shows
when
up.
When I left, McKinley, I texted your daughter. I said, I'm on my way. And I
follow
figured
the pickup, drop
she
off
would
protocol.
Be there, and I drove in through the tunnel, and I came
hey,
around.
Look, there's all this room
and,
in the middle.
And I went.
That's just for me.
And then all of a sudden, there's this Mercedes SUV, and then like another car.
You saw nice cars at my kid's
bang,
school.
Bang, bang, bang.
You
and
saw
I'm
expensive
like,
cars
Kara,
at my kid's school.
Where are you? She's like, I'm up here. I'm like, there are people yelling at me.
Never violate pickup drop-off protocol.
Well, you know what?
At your own risk.
I know.
That Modern Family episode was priceless where Claire was parked in the place where she was supposed to park. That was awesome.
I know.
Has to do with that pickup drop-off protocol.
I know now.
Dolphins.
Yes, Dolphins.
Lions at Eagles, Steven. Lions 1-3, Eagles 3-2. The Eagles enigma continues. Morning game on Fox.
Yes.
Eagles favored by 4 points. 47.5 is the over-under here. One of the big ones.
I actually like the underdog Lions. They're coming off a bye week. They're going into Philly. They know they got to get things turned around. And I think this is the game they do it. I got the Lions.
Lions at Eagles. The Lions I have sitting at number 20 in my power rankings. And I'm not happy having them there.
Yes.
Because this is a Lions team that has a roar. They just don't, they're not using the roar.
Yeah, not very well.
But they have a roar. See, this is a lion that's kind of a castrated lion, if you will, because now I understand the lion is a female. I understand that. Nick Cast, I get it. But just stay with me on the loose metaphor here. It's a lion that has somehow been disempowered.
The loose metaphor.
It's been disempowered, this lion.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that it can't rip your head off at any given moment. That is my fear. So I have got Philadelphia at 13. I've got Detroit at 20. So if 13 is the home team and 20 is the road team, obviously I'm going to take the Philadelphia Eagles, and I am. But they've got to stop these turnovers, and Detroit is a team capable of making you turn over the ball a lot.
Yes, yes. I may very well make this challenge game.
You've said that for every challenge possibility.
I know.
This is mostly his way of distancing from the Cowboys Ravens, just so you know. Just so you know. So everyone knows what's going
really?
On here. So you see the subplots. He's going to say this more and more. I just might make this the challenge game.
That's not allowed.
What? What's not allowed?
You got chirping.
That's my phone ring, which
crickets.
Is the least offensive. Crickets is my phone ring.
Yes.
Because it's the least offensive phone ring I can think of. Nobody ever does a triple take when my phone rings. When most people's phones ring playing a cucaracha or something, everyone's like, shut up. Oh, my God. That's your ringtone? I never get dirty. I never get dirty looks for my ringtone.
Huh.
I never.
I'm
donk, 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 donk. That's like, what are we playing? Freaking Donkey Kong?
What the hell
is
that?
It's my mom's ringtone. I've never heard. And I want to smack her. It's like, shut that thing up.
Hold on one second. Can you do that again?
Donk, 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 donk. You want to set that as your ringtone, so you're trying to have it record. Steven, you're going to have an audio recording with you shortly.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Why are you having a silly attack at this moment? What? No time for episodes.
No, do it again, yeah?
Donk, 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 donk.
Is this what you're trying to do?
Yes. That's exactly. But you knew what I was trying to do.
Hold on.
It's not coming across on mic at all. It's not coming across on mic at all.
Because I have all the volume turned down.
I don't know, but I'm just saying.
Okay.
This is the standard AT&T phone ring.
This is trying to do.
But you knew what I was trying to do.
Do it again.
Donk, 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 donk. Hate it.
Well,
it's so obnoxious.
What if I made it this?
I'm fine with that. Although I hate barking dogs, I might turn with a BB gun and shoot you in the bum because I shoot fences near barking dogs.
Oh,
Lions
gosh.
And Eagles. I've got the Eagles. You've got the Lions. Yes. You may make this a challenge game. Noted. Look, the
Moving
Eagles
on.
Are a good team. They are going to do well. They're top of the NFC East division.
Won't be there
and
long.
They intend to stay there as long as it's humanly possible. This is Andy Reid's season to get his team to the playoffs.
The Minnesota Vikings travel to our nation's capital to face the Washington Redskins. Now, the Nationals, aren't they playing baseball right now?
They may be done because they wouldn't play Steven Strasburg, and it was causing national offense.
Well, they
national
wouldn't
offense.
Play Strasburg
because
he's
he
hurt.
Might be. He's nursing an injury.
Yeah, well, you
and
can't
so
play.
People are saying in D.C., RG3 gets a concussion, and he's back at practice on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Steven Strasburg has an arm injury that he's coming off surgery.
But is the guy like
19?
And
you're limiting his pitch count to 100.
20.
He's a kid. And he's the franchise.
And he's got the rest of his career to go
and
for
Robert
the Nationals.
And Robert Griffin isn't the rest of his career.
Well,
and
that's true.
That's hence the nation's capital right now being upset about many things besides the election.
So just so the people know, I'll get you there. Game 4 of that game is going on right now. It's in the top of the second.
Thank you. I was
where
look
the St. Louis Cardinals are
There's
lead
no score.
2-1. There's no score. But they
series.
Lead the series 2-1.
You scared me.
I forgot the word series. They lead the
kind
series 2-1. So
and the Giants
so
lead
the cards,
Reds. Yay.
If the Cards win tonight,
the Giants.
Then it's over, right?
Yes.
It's over.
And Steven Strasburg will have not been used.
Right off.
At all.
But he'll be ready for next season. He'll be ready for next
and
season.
And as their GM said, we're gonna win our division a lot. You know what, dude? Winning a division doesn't happen nearly as often as you hope it would.
Unless you're the Atlanta Braves, and then it happens 13 years in a row.
And then your fans stop coming.
Well, because
it happens
because
all
you
the
win
time.
It so
and
much,
the, and not the World
and
Series.
Then you don't do anything in the playoffs.
Poor Chipper Jones.
I know. You know what? It really crushed me that he lost that one-game playoff this year.
He tried.
And that's how he's going to go out. But
and he committed an error, the throwing error. Oh, my God, that was horrible.
Yeah, but that was the game where they had that stupid infield fly roll. And
warning track fly ball.
Stuff.
Warning track foul. What? Fly. Warning track out. Infield fly rule.
How is it?
We've
the dude
discussed
went
it.
All
We've
the
discussed
way,
it.
But he went all the
it's
way
misnamed.
Out there.
It's misnamed.
You know what?
Just like a foul pole is misnamed.
Here, let me just say something. If your infielder has to run 20 feet into the outfield to go get a ball, it shouldn't be an infield fly.
Yes, the rule is misnamed. Steven, if a ball hits the pole, is it fair or foul?
It's fair.
Well, why is it called a foul pole?
Because if
it's misnamed.
On the
it's misnamed.
Okay.
You
it
can
should
say
be called
it's
the
demarcation.
Fair
yes.
It's the fair pole.
That's a lot of knowledgeable announcers call it that
okay.
because it's been misnamed.
It's the fair pole.
It's a demarcation point of where foul territory begins, the other side of it, but the pole itself is totally fair. Okay, enough baseball digressions for people. Vikings at Redskins, our nation's capital.
Minnesota
rules the school. They're one of my few road teams to win this week.
They are my team. They are my new team.
Bestest, favoriteest team?
Second favorite.
To what team?
a team. We won't talk about them. But I like the Minnesota Vikings. I've been loving them all season. I'm loving them on them. I love them right now.
Well said, well spoken.
So we both have the Minnesota Vikings.
Look, we do.
I don't know how effective RG3 is going to come and play in this.
Minnesota's
game.
A bronze team. They're a metal team.
They're metal.
They've got metal. And I will remember Percy Harvin's slow juke into the end zone for the rest of my life.
I really thought you were going to take the Redskins. I'm really upset now. I have no idea who you are anymore.
First of all,
deal with it. All right.
So
the
first
Buffalo.
Of all, the only place taking wagers at this point on this game is the Las Vegas Hilton, who have Washington favored by 2.5 points. The over-under is off the board. I'm assuming that's because of we don't know RG3's status, but I would think if Kirk Cousins were the quarterback, would you really have Redskins favored by 2.5?
No.
So you assume that RG3 is going to play. So set an over-under.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't understand why that's off the board.
This is my second dumbest wager line. I actually think Minnesota wins the
game.
First
of all, not everyone's – most places aren't taking the bets on this. It's off the board. So it's hard to be a dumbest wager line when only one casino is actually taking money on it.
It would be the dumbest wager line there at that casino.
What is it with these phone calls?
Will you stop
this
with
George
the chirping?
This is George Lopez from PAC TV.
All right.
I'm going to hang up on him, too.
No. I was going to keep talking about this game.
I know. But I have to step out of the room and stuff.
All right. You can't talk to him right there.
We'll be done in 10 minutes.
All right. The Buffalo Bills travel to Arizona to face the Arizona Cardinals.
This is easy. Shooting fish in a barrel, friends. Arizona.
I actually beg to differ a little bit.
Look, please take the Bills.
The Buffalo Bills have been embarrassed in back-to-back games.
They have been embarrassing.
They're not going to do it again. Plain and simple, they're going to come out. If they don't come out with fire and passion for this game and get after Cobb the way everybody's been getting after Cobb,
yeah,
8 sacks 2 weeks ago, 9 sacks last week, I think we might have 10 sacks this week. Mario Williams is going to be all – he's going to eat him. As a matter of fact, at the end of the night, Kevin Cobb – where's Kevin Cobb? Mario Williams ate him. That's what's
going
to happen.
Now, Arizona is not a metal team.
No.
They are just outside because of this very situation
moss,
you discussed.
Right?
But the Bills are mossy, 26th place.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
And that's where they should be because they've had two back-to-back embarrassing games. It doesn't happen this week against the Arizona Cardinals.
Looks like Fitzpatrick is highly overpaid. Promising season? That's what we thought.
I didn't know what promising season.
It was like, really?
Like,
this was supposed
like
to be a
mark?
There is a question
there
mark.
There wasn't
promising
a question
week?
Mark on your thing.
Well, there is now.
And I didn't add it.
Somebody did.
Oh, did you add it?
Somebody hacked us.
Maybe I
promising
hacked.
Season?
Maybe I added it. Because I didn't know. You just ended with promising season. I was like, promising
well,
season?
Maybe what I meant was it was supposed to be such a promising season.
Yes, yes.
I should promising season, brackets, sigh. Would that have conveyed it?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, with an emoticon.
No emoticons, just sigh.
No emoticons.
Sigh.
I really believe.
Or as the kids say,
I think the Bills come in. Fitzpatrick steps it up.
Totally
they,
possible.
They get
Cardinals only favored by 4.5 at home. Yeah. Okay, there's a reason.
Yeah.
People know that this 4-1 record is a mirage.
I think Bills.
But the mirages, where do they happen, Stephen?
In the desert.
Yes, that's where the desert
well,
happens.
This mirage, look, I was the one who got chastised. Look, the Cardinals and the Eagles were sitting at 3-0.
Tie.
Was it 3-0? 2-0. 2-0.
I'm just doing the math. Do you know that Richard wants us early tomorrow for TV? Because they've got international games.
What is early?
Like 8:30 and stuff. So we got kid issues and stuff
that
we have to deal with. So now I got a call for George Lopez. That means the studio's probably not going to be available at that time.
Okay.
Well, we've got a complex life ahead of us, Stephen. Just let everyone
out.
Know in the UK, we're going to be on early because of the internationals.
All right.
Series.
We got Bills. We got to get moving because we are over 60 minutes now. Steelers.
I thought 75
Titans.
Was the goal. 60. Now that we've got games.
Okay, 75.
Yeah.
We can do it right now.
If
Steelers.
You just get.
Thursday night football. Titans.
That's tonight.
Steelers.
How fun.
You going to come over? I'll make you a sandwich.
I don't want a sandwich. I want dinner.
Okay, I'll make you. What did Kara tell you about the tacos I made her? Did you like them?
She didn't discuss food. But that's not that unusual.
I'll make you some tacos.
You know, the kid made dinner last night. I'm not going to go in a lot of details, but I'm so thrilled I finally got her cooking.
Yeah?
She's going to make a good wife.
I'm interested.
Now, I winked when I said that sexual stereotype, okay? Yes, yes. I winked. It was
you
a joke.
You chauvinist pig.
Exactly. I am.
Deal with it.
All my son, I taught to cook as well.
Steelers or Titans?
Steelers.
Thursday Night Football.
The Titans are
the home team.
The Steelers.
The home team.
The Titans are weak. The Titans are god awful.
They're home. The Titans. It's a short week.
Have I seen a team as bad as Tennessee moved to 31 in my power rankings? Why aren't they 32? Because the Browns exist.
Are there who haven't
okay.
Won. Yes. Yes.
If it were for the Browns, the Titans would be 32.
32.
This team sucks out loud.
They do.
They sucked before Jake Locker got hurt. Now they suck more.
Yeah.
But fantasy football, desperation start, Matt Hasselbeck, absolutely. Probably get you 20 points.
All aboard!
Okay.
We're gonna roll with it. Let's go.
You can't bring in such great music and not let me go.
If you can see us, we're not in our head
fighting. Air guitar. If we had hair, it'd be waving.
It'd be flowing. Yeah, people.
Crazy.
What happens at the end of a crazy rainy day?
Crazy,
but that's how it goes.
All right,
millions of people living in our bones. All right, there you go.
Oh, the Oz.
Deal with it. I got the Steelers.
Dr. Oz, I got the Steelers. Dr. Oz. I'd like to see him sing this.
Nap game. Oh, I forgot your snore,
I thought
man.
That was the intro for the nap games.
It might have been.
Okay, Raiders at Falcons. If you don't have the Falcons, you're high as a kite.
I got a dollar.
Yeah, you do in coinage, which I hate. I resent coinage. I actually stacked 50, 60 cents in change in an elevator today at a doctor's office.
Yeah.
Very in a corner, just to see how long it would stay there. It was gone. The second I went
really?
Back to the, yeah.
50 cents, man.
For what?
It's the economy.
For me to take the Raiders?
No. I got the Falcons. We got the Falcons. But I do believe.
They don't cover the 9?
I do believe that Darren McFadden.
Oh, D. McFadden's going to go
off. Goes over 100 yards.
I agree with you. I agree with you completely. How many? Let's get more specific. 125? 100. 110? 110? 110? 110? Do I see 110? 115? 15? 15? What? I want to make a bet. We already got a dollar on Tebow getting hurt, which is a sucker bet.
Yeah,
the guy's a treat.
Yeah, I want to take that as
don't well. Don't take my money.
I don't get to take it yet. It hurt, dude. No, I don't know. I really didn't think you would think the Falcons would allow 100-yard rushers. So.
Oh, they. Yeah. Look, Darren McFadden. That's all they got.
That is all.
They're just going to pound you.
They will feed him.
Bengals at Browns. Bengals 3-2. Browns. Well, I've told you what I think
about
the Browns.
I'm not very happy right now with Andy Dalton and the Cincinnati Bengals.
Neither am I.
I'm taking the Bengals.
Yeah.
I'm not very happy with them.
Because?
Because of what they did to me last week.
They lost at home too. But we've all acknowledged that Miami team is resilient.
But still,
guess you're not that good. I mean, that's what it is about the Bengals. But look, they're playing the Browns. And by the way, the Bengals are so good, they're favored by a point to beat the Browns.
It's 1:38. I'm hungry.
It's 1:38, and you're hungry. Didn't have a breakfast burrito with me this morning.
You did it. I did it.
I knew I had a full day of appointments and work, and I wasn't going to have time for lunch.
So we both have the Bengals.
Sure do. Chiefs and Buccaneers.
Nap game. Chiefs at Bucks.
It's the Bucks at home.
Yeah,
come on.
That's the only
Chiefs
reason
are,
why I'm taking
Chiefs
Tampa Bay.
Chiefs are car wreck.
Tampa Bay's coming off a bye.
Tampa They're Bay's Mossy home. Green, 25. Kansas City, Mossy Green, 29.
Yeah.
This is the Uber nap game, okay? So, Steven, there's four games we differ on.
Four
Packers,
games.
Texans, Cowboys, Ravens, Lions, Eagles, Bills, Cardinals. Vegas would have you say that you should take Bills, Cardinals, because that is where the – no, actually, that's where the line's the greatest. Where the line is the smallest would be Packers.
Packers, Texans,
Texans
Cowboys, Ravens.
Cowboys, Ravens, both 3.5 yes. points. So, there's your help, all the help you're going to get. Be a homer and take the Cowboys. You're
going
to take the Cowboys.
No, I'm going to go with I think the Green Bay Packers take care of business.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Packer game.
Ding, 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 ding. That is officially challenged.
Of course, you know, they could prove me wrong.
That is a challenge game. And our most dumbest wager line of the day for us to proclaim is you said Patriots Seahawks.
I really think the Patriots are going to win by double digits. I really do believe that. No disrespect to the Seattle Seahawks. I know they're in Seattle, and I know it gets loud and crazy. But the Patriots are going to put up points. As a matter of fact, here's a dollar. Here's a dollar.
Yeah.
They put up.
Steve, when we make. Oh.
They put up 32 or more points.
Patriots.
Yes. In Seattle, which no one's done yet all season.
Okay. Well, they've only played a few games.
The Patriots will. The
okay.
Seahawks.
I'll take
have,
that bet. I'll take that bet.
They held the Packers to 12 and the Cowboys to 10.
I have to make a note so we don't forget and I don't have to ask listeners for this.
32 or more for the Patriots.
Patriots.
I swear if they don't score 32 points, I will hurt somebody. MLB update with the game with the series tied 2-2. San Francisco in the top of the ninth. Up 6-3 over the Cincinnati 32 Reds.
32 points or 30 points?
32.
Okay.
Ooh, you want to give me 30? Would you give me 30?
Just checking.
Over 30? Give me over 30.
No, 32. Locked you in. And I will set dumbest wager line as Patriots Seahawks with giving 3.5 points to the Seahawks.
Yes.
And we would say run that line up to 6 probably.
Yeah.
You agree?
I agree.
Okay. So there you go. So that's your advice from us on the wager side for our friends in Nevada and Britain and Australia. Who knows where else you can bet? Canada, maybe. Don't know. We live in California. We don't know. So thank you for listening
Canada!
To NFL Rants and
You're not even a real country anyway.
NFL Rants and Raves.
I
want to thank you
that.
For listening.
Yes,
I'm Jeff Bellis.
Much. I'm Stephen Miranda.
You have a great day.
And we're out.
That's the hit bang.
And we're out.
This is the close.
And we're out.
This is the close.
And
I'm
we're
just going to take it.
And we're out. Oh, okay, you got it.
So you had to take control.
And we're out.
Seriously?